Giving 2.0, Transform Your Giving and Our World by Laura Arulaga Andreessen. To give right. When times toughen and wallets shrink, we stretch our resources to help those with even less. We give from the heart. We give because it feels good. But too often we write checks without knowing how the money's used, wasting resources at the expense of those who are trying to help. Let's discuss how to give effectively. Giving of yourself. Volunteering can transform and save lives. It's important to balance your personal passions with public needs. This could help you make a bigger impact and get more enjoyment from volunteering. First, assess what you have to give. Your expertise is not limited by your professional life. You might be a lawyer, but if you love poetry, you could volunteer in a classroom, introducing children to poetry. Next, think about the level of commitment you'll be comfortable with, how often you'll be able to volunteer, and the length of your commitment, whether a month, or a year, or on an ongoing basis. Write a list of your weekly activities and look for gaps that could be filled by volunteering. Then, think about what you want to get out of volunteering. If you want to meet new people, you can join a team. If you prefer working alone, you can work on building a Facebook presence for a nonprofit or providing an organization with IT support. Consider options that give you certain skills or opportunities you desire. For example, combining volunteering with travel. Finally, think about the form you want your volunteering to take. Do you want to work with the people being helped by nonprofits or who work at nonprofits? Do you want to give your compassion in the form of caring for others, such as teaching? Do you want to take on physical work, repainting a community playground? Or do you want to put your mind to work? Giving on a board. If you're an active philanthropist or community participant, you may be asked to join the board of a nonprofit foundation. Before accepting, ask yourself, are you passionate about the organization's mission and values? What are its future plans? Is it in need of skills and expertise you can provide? Would you like to collaborate with the other people that are on the board? Another important consideration is how you'll support the organization financially, as it is important to set an example for other donors. The tiny drops do count. Jalkona Foundation pioneered a new form of philanthropy, one in which donors could see the impact of every single donation. Donors can track what is happening to their donation and receive proof of its impact. To do this, Jalkona harnessed the power of technology. Using an interactive map, donors took an online tour of the world in search of projects, and they made their gifts over a secure payment system. Every time the partner nonprofit spent funds on a project, the donor was notified via email and can log on to see a video, photograph, or story about the person or community that the money helped. Gifts ranged from $5, which bought medicine to prevent a child in India from dying of diarrhea, to $300 to upgrade a pond in Malawi, providing a livelihood for women fish farmers. The Jalkona model proved that one did not have to be rich to be a philanthropist. Internet-enabled giving. In recent years, mobile phone providers have partnered with major nonprofits such as the Red Cross to allow users to donate a few dollars to disaster relief through a simple text message. As social networking technology evolves, more fundraising takes place online, with individuals and nonprofits tapping into the fast mass communication networks available to them through microblogging sites such as Twitter. For example, Foursquare, a mobile application through which friends connect with each other, check in to update their locations, and receive points as they do. Fundraisers are tapping into this, launching campaigns whereby sponsors make a small donation every time a point is awarded for a Foursquare check-in. When Foursquare teamed up with Microsoft and PayPal to raise money for the Save the Children Haiti Relief Fund, over 135,000 check-ins were logged, raising $15,000. April 2011, Donors Choose opened its database, which contains details of over 300,000 classroom projects and over 1 million anonymous donations to web developers and data analysts, inviting them to build useful tools and offer a prize for the best offerings. As philanthropists embrace the web, they're ushering in a new era of openness and transparency. Heading to the right direction. Analyze your giving to learn how you could do more to change the world. 1. List all your giving activities over the past few years. See if any gifts stand out, and ask what prompted them. 2. Break down your giving portfolio into dollar amounts and look for patterns. You might want to move from the scattergun approach to focusing on one initiative you're passionate about. 3. Keep track. For any of the gifts you've given, can you say how those dollars have been used? Do the same with the gifts of time and expertise. Look at how your volunteering hours are spent. 4. Recognize what you're getting from giving. Ask yourself what impact each of your gifts had on you and how your life has improved. 5. Assess what is working and what is not. $1 to give. If you had $1 to give, where would you invest it to have the most impact? There's no single answer to this question. Mapping out your philanthropic approach is something you need to do before you can choose your grantees and decide what you'll need from them as evidence of good stewardship of your funding. If an organization has the potential to expand, you might consider supporting its operations. Nonprofits are like any organization. They can't run programs or experiment with innovative, exciting ideas unless their infrastructure is stable and strong. They need the basics to support their activities, whether it's training, cutting-edge technology, or a reliable supply of printer cartridges. Shaping your measurement strategy. When assessing the impact of her philanthropic dollars, Alexa Cortez-Colwell creates a simple review of how an organization is performing. I like to look at how many people, children, or youth are being served, how deeply they're being served, and how much does the organization spend, she says. Think about a nonprofit's general accountability, such as salaries. Are they in line with industry standards, office rent and executive expenses? Nonprofits should be able to show how they manage these and other items. Once you've obtained the right metrics or feedback, you need to decide what actions to take. If results don't match your expectations, you need to communicate with your nonprofit partners on how to improve the results. If this is not possible, withdraw your funding gracefully. Charity is a business model. In economically disadvantaged parts of the world, supporting for-profit entrepreneurs can speed up the creation and delivery of essential services such as better schools, healthcare systems, and microfinance loans. This development model also provides new income sources, helping people improve their lives, not through aid or charity, but by helping them generate a sustainable livelihood. Some business models work on the principle of cross-subsidization, funding services for the poor by charging those who can afford it. Take the case of Dial 1298 Ambulance in Mumbai. While it still relies on raising money to purchase more vehicles and train paramedics, the service is financially self-sustaining. Those who can afford to pay generate enough revenue to allow the poor to travel for free. Giving as social entrepreneurship. Equipped with the right tools and networks, social entrepreneurs can build sustainable enterprises that provide solutions to global problems. Social entrepreneurs may not provide goods or services. They might be social innovators, coming up with better ways to organize systems, whether farming cooperative or healthcare networks, that help alleviate poverty. Another characteristic of social entrepreneurs is that they recognize the power of treating the poor and underprivileged as consumers, employees, and business people, giving them a central role in improving their own lives. Giving in collaboration. Giving circles are groups of donors who teach themselves about effective forms of philanthropy and issue areas and decide how to allocate their money. Giving circles range in size, but they all have one thing in common: a passion for humanity and a desire to give more effectively. The structure of giving circles also varies. Some are small core groups of fund makers who share decision-making. Others have a much larger cohort of members who participate in meetings and donate money, but do not have a say in how the money is to be spent. Others operate membership-type organizations with joining fees and minimum donation amounts. Some offer volunteering opportunities too, either to help run the giving circle itself or work with some of the nonprofits the circle funds. Giving through family foundations. Some philanthropy experts say you should not create a private foundation unless you have at least $10 million in assets. However, many individuals create foundations with an endowment that is relatively small and then build it up over time. Creating a set of guidelines relating to your overall mission makes it easier to make decisions and to explain why an organization will not receive funding. With a family foundation, making grants is only part of what you can do. Other activities include hosting meetings and convening leaders in your issue area, commissioning research, using your website to share knowledge with other givers, and creating tools to help nonprofits become more effective. You can launch prizes to encourage and reward excellence and innovation in the nonprofit sector. Think about how you can make the biggest impact on the problems you want to help solve, and consider the scale and specifics of these problems against the scale of your financial resources. Similarly with your funding, plan before you rush into grant making. A great way to get a sense of what organizations you might fund is to meet leaders from several types of nonprofits working on your issue. These leaders will provide valuable perspectives on both your cause and philanthropic ecosystem addressing it. Consider what information you will make accessible to potential grantees. Set up a website that includes the necessary information and a downloadable application form containing a basic set of questions for applicants. The truth about giving. Giving is a journey, a calling, a way of living. It's not a separate part of life. It is life. Every time you give, you learn. Think beyond why and what you give, to how you give.